upon His word. Let's sing that chorus again. Oh, through it all, through it all, I learn to trust in Jesus. I learn to trust in God.
Jesus, we approach you humbly now, Lord, just expecting, Lord Jesus, that you will come and speak to us, Father, to increase our faith, to strengthen us, Lord, to encourage us and help us to walk from here, Lord Jesus, a stronger Christian than we are now, more in love with you than ever before. We ask that you would just meet our needs, Father. Just come the way that you have ordained, to come however you have chosen to do so tonight, Lord Jesus. You know each one here, you know each one of our needs. Father, we just want to serve you with all our hearts. Lord, we want to prepare for a rapture that's just in the near future, Lord. Lord, let tonight be a time when we come a step closer to that time. Lord, just let it be pleasing to you to come and be among us tonight, Lord. Help us, Lord, to humble our ideas and ourselves and our fears and our doubts and just bring everything to the altar and surrender it all, Lord, that you can come and have your way, Lord. Take control of this gift. Take control of me, Lord Jesus, so I can only say what you once said. Give me the anointing, Lord, to say it pleasing to you, Father. We pray for your grace and your mercy and your love, Lord. Come and be among us now, I pray. Amen. Amen. If you want to turn your Bibles to Joel, the book of Joel, we're going to read a couple of verses out of the first chapter in Joel. Hope everyone's doing wonderful this week. Been a wonderful time to serve the Lord, isn't it? Joel 1, and we're going to start with verse 2. Joel 1 and 2. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. That which the palmer worm hath left hath the locust eaten, and that which the locust hath left hath the cankerworm eaten, and that which the cankerworm hath left hath the caterpillar eaten. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep and howl, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up upon my land, strong without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion. He hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. You may be seated. I also want to read in Hebrews. I'm going to read out of the 12th chapter in Hebrews, where we left off on Sunday. Hebrews 12 and 1, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Tonight I want to start speaking. I think I'm going to have a couple services on that. I'm not sure right now. But I want to speak on the thought of restoration. Restoring the bride, restoring the bride of Christ to her rightful place. All right? Brother Branham says this, what the Lutheran left, the Methodist eaten. What the Methodist left, the Baptist eaten. And what the Baptist left, the Pentecostal eaten. The whole thing's cut down. But God said, I will restore, saith the Lord, all the years. I'll send back another church in the last day. I will restore that original power again. In the evening time, it shall be light. What is light, brother, sister? It is the word, the written word, the spoken word. When it comes to pass, that is light for the day. All right? So I read in Joel where it says he's going to eat, those worms are going to eat the bride tree back and eat it all the way back until it's just a stump. Brother Branham says it's just a stump and just a little stem coming out. Hardly anything there. But if you will go read the rest of Joel and that, it says how he will restore all that those worms have eaten off. Brother and sister, I hope you recognize that that word is being fulfilled today. Brother, that's exciting. We can see the word that was spoken, and our prophet came and took that word from Joel and say, this day that scripture shall be fulfilled and the day we're living in. Lord willing, we're going to talk on that a little bit more on Sunday, but I want to get to something that we will look at here. It said, run with patience the race that is set before you. Because, brother and sister, it took years for all that to get eaten off, those worms to eat it down. Brother and sister, it's not going to come back just like that. Brother and sister, we are going to run with patience. My. We are going to keep going. We are on the road to glory, and we are going to keep pressing on. Why? Because there's something inside that will not let us quit. That's there's something inside that said, I want to see the word made flesh. It means more to me than anything else. I want to see Jesus Christ the same yesterday together. There's something inside that just keeps drawing me. And when I go through hard trial and stumble and fall and I get discouraged and I want to sit there and say, oh, why does it have to be so hard? Something that says, what are you talking about? Do you know what's at the end of this road? Keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. There's something worth fighting for. There's something worth pressing on for. Come on, let's go, because there's a road before us. Keep walking with patience as run the race set before us. Run and just, look, brothers, it ain't a sprint. It ain't something that we're just going to like, boom, it's all happened. Oh, how I wanted that over the years. I wanted the Holy Ghost to come and just make me, boom, a consecrated, mature Christian. And God said, that has never been my way. I don't ever want to do that. I didn't want to. Nobody wants that. But he said, that's my way. Take God's provided way and just keep pressing on. My. You know what you're going to see? You're going to see the restoration of the bride tree in your life. And you know how I know that? Because I'm already seeing it happen. I already see it happen. I already see it being restored back to the original. But when Brother Jerry came, he said, God gave him a scripture. He said, I'm going to send you to a church. It's been weak. It's been knocked down. But it's going to be restored to a strength. Let me tell you right now, brother and sister, that's not the strength of the Dixon Church. That's the strength of the Pentecostal Church. The original Pentecost. We're going back to that, brother and sister. That same power, that same everything, that same life in that church will be in us, except we will not fall away. We will press on into a rapture. How do you know? Because he said, I will restore. Brother and sister, I tell you what, that's enough to get happy about. I'm just telling you who you are. You know why it strikes a chord in you? Because the Holy Spirit in you says amen to every word, especially the word that has to do with you. Oh, my. Why are you getting happy? Why do you sit there? Why does something swell up inside of you and it kind of makes chill bumps on you and you kind of sit there and think, yes, I recognize something's real about what he's saying. Why? Because something inside, it's the word coming to the word, producing the word. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Amen. Amen. I'm just telling you who you are. Oh, this is a family reunion. We're reading the will. This is what you got coming. Oh, he said, you want to get there? He said, just run with patience. Just keep going. Let me keep reading here in Hebrews. Looking unto Jesus, he said, run to patience. Run with patience, the race set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So when you start getting discouraged, and you will, who are you going to say you don't ever get discouraged? Come on, human beings, we know better than that. When you get discouraged, he says, look unto Jesus. He started this. He's going to finish it. And look what he suffered for your sake. Surely we can suffer a little for his sake. Look unto Jesus and look what he got. He went through what he went through, but he sat down on the right hand of the Father on high. Brother and sister, we are joint heirs with Jesus. My, believe that, folks. Just believe it. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. We get weary, brother, sister. We get discouraged in the trials, and they tear us down, and we get tired, especially in this age we're living in, brother, sister. With all the soft living, when the trials come, they're that much harder because we have been weakened by our lifestyle, by the food we eat, by everything around us. It is weakening us and weakening us. So look, when we get weary and faint of mind, look unto Jesus and look what he done. He said, I walked that road for you so that you can make it. You can make it if you would just keep walking. Amen. When you go through your Gethsemane, just remember, hey, I don't want to go through this. This is tearing me up. This is killing me. But you know what? Not my will, but thine be done. Why? Because if you will go through it, my. You can't go through it on legalism, folks. You can't go through it trying to be good enough. It's not going to hold you. Just trying to be a good person ain't going to hold you. You need a love. It's got to be the love of God that keeps you going. It was the love of God that kept Jesus in Gethsemane. It kept him on the cross. It kept him standing there when they were beating him, when they were spitting on him. It was the love that kept him there. Brothers and sisters, it's got to be the same for us. It's got to be the love of God inside you. And it's got such a pull. It's got such a drawing power. I was standing there up in the mountains in Washington, and the Holy Spirit was there. It was so strong. And I was like, God, I can't stand this anymore. And I wanted to pull out my chest and let my spirit be set free. I wanted to go home so bad. There was something drawing me, and I couldn't get rid of it because I'm bound by this old body. Brother and sister, when you get to those places, recognize what it is. It's something inside you crying, I want to go home. I want to go to a place I've never been before, but it's calling my name. I have a house there. Brother Jerry said, I have a chair at the table. Oh, hallelujah. I have a wedding supper. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I want to go home. Oh, brother and sister, let's press on this battle. Press on this battle. Don't you dare get discouraged. Oh, there's a nameplate sitting there. I'm going to walk down that table. I'm going to see Brother Todd. I'm going to see Brother Will. There's Sister Brenda. There's Brother Jimmy. And wait a minute, there's Phil. There's my name. See that chair that was put there? I'm going to sit there. I'm going to look around, a big smile on my face, say, y'all do what you want. I'm home. My. Yes, sir, brother and sister. That is reality.
Yes.
Can't even imagine what that would be like. But something inside just keeps drawing me, keeps pulling. He said, look unto Jesus. You get discouraged. Look what he went through. Look what he done for you. Look what the love of God done. You think he's going to let you go? You think he's going to let you be lost? You think you're going to get power down and say, I was mistaken. I guess I wasn't saved anyways. Oh, foolishness. He got a hold of you. Many are called, but few are chosen. You've been chosen. How do you know you've been chosen? Look where you're sitting. You're sitting here hearing the word preached. The word of this hour is feeding your soul. Only the chosen can do that. That's right, brother and sister. You've been through too much to give up now. Yes, sir. Oh, he said, you have not resisted, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. That's the part we don't like. And later on it goes to say the chastening is grievous. It's never pleasant. It's grievous. But that's what he does. That's why we keep coming. And what we have to do is recognize when it's the chastening of the Lord and recognize it when it's just the devil giving you a hard time. Don't get confused. And saying that God will let the devil give you a hard time. Sometimes that's how the chastening comes, brother and sister. But recognize that every trial you've been given has been ordained. God did that because that's what you needed. Otherwise, he's the author of chaos. Boy, that isn't fun sometimes when you look at the stuff I've been through and say, I needed that. Let me tell you something. Some of the things you went through, the reason you went through them is because you're going to stand there on judgment day and there's going to be a million people saying, that was too hard for me.
And you're going to stand there and say, by the grace of God, I'm here. Yes? Because you humbled yourself and you kept walking. You kept walking. And how many people got to that same thing and said, oh, this is too much? You know what they do? They get angry with God. They feel justified getting angry with God. God, how can you let this happen? This is just wrong. And I just can't. I'm out of here. And you're going to stand there and say, I went through the same thing and even worse, and I didn't leave. Praise the Lord, brother and sister. You've been called to be a witness. Been called to be a witness. Let me read this little story here. I found this the other day and I thought it interesting. He said, there's a story about codfish that were being shipped from the East Coast to the West Coast. This was a long time ago when they just had trains and stuff. The problem was that the fish arrived spoiled. The fish were frozen when sent off, but they still got mushy to the taste because it was so long across the country and they got all mushy because they didn't have real good refrigeration. They tried sending the fish alive. They put them in tanks, but they arrived dead. Then they sent them alive with one change. In the tank with the live cod, they included their mortal enemy, the catfish. By the time the cod arrived, they were alive and well, having run from the catfish the entire journey. The people who ate it said it was the best cod they ever had. So what they did is they had all these old mossback Christians who wanted to sit in a nice, comfortable pew and just have a nice church to go to. But what God did is he turned that mortal enemy loose on you and he kept you hopping. Ain't that the truth? He turns things loose on us to keep us on our knees. He keeps us walking forward. He don't let you just sit there. Well, I got a man now. No, he keeps you going. He keeps pressing on. He gives those enemies against us to keep us depending on him instead of getting all slothful and moss back. Well, I'm a message believer. I've been a message believer for years. I'm good to go. No, sir. He turned a mortal enemy loose on you. His name's Satan. He says, Satan, you can go thus far. Keep him hopping. He does it. And we call them trials. You know, those codfish, they might not have liked it, but they were healthy when they got there. We might not like it, but it's good for our faith. I don't like the trials that come. Even today, something come on my mind, and I said, man, not this kind of thing again. But you know what it was? It was good for my faith. It strengthened my faith, and I stand here tonight an overcomer. Amen. Brother Branham says this, I will restore the original power again. In the evening time, it shall be light. Down in the heart of that tree, no matter how many branches is pruned off, will come forth the royal seed of Abraham. God promised it. No matter what you've been through, how many churches you've been through, how many junk preaching you've heard, how many false doctrines are crammed into your head, down in the heart of that tree, there is a seed of the royal seed of Abraham. It was always down there. My. God promised it. God will do it. He said he would do it. I will restore all the years the denominations eat. I'll restore all the years. I prune the thing off, but yet there'll come a vine out of the heart of it. He'll be like a tree that's planted by the river of water, a man that meditates in the word of God day and night. What's he doing? He's describing you. You're getting to the place where, brother and sister, all you want to do is think about God. All you want to do is concentrate. You want to meditate. You want to be in the Word. You want to be around believers. Why? Because there's something inside that's reaching out. It's something that's thirsting. There's a deep calling to the deep. And if there's a deep calling, there must be something to respond. If you are a thirst for God, there's got to be something that can satisfy that thirst. Or you could not have that thirst. If I'm longing to go home, there has to be a home for me to go to. My, it just gets that simple, brother and sister. Just recognize who you are. Recognize what the Holy Spirit is doing through you. Recognize how he's moving on you. Recognize your desires. Recognize what you really, really want. And then confess it. Oh my, confess it sometime. Watch the devil just go into spasms. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe I got this guy and I had him and I had him, and now he's just leaving that thing alone and don't control him anymore. My, when I look around, when I see what God's doing in my life, when I see what God's doing in your individual lives, and I don't see near as much as what you see, I hope, but I do see some things and I think, look at the difference. Look at the difference. Look what God is doing. Oh, that gives me courage. He said, a man that meditates in the Word of God day and night, not to a creed or a denomination, but meditates in the Word day and night, he'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Branches shall not wither. He'll bring forth his fruit in the season. Let's talk about us. This is our season. This is the time to bring forth fruit. This is the time to get ready for that bride to be restored all the way back to the original. That's what we're doing. He's got to cut away all the other stuff. He got cut away because we've been piled up with it for years, brother and sister. We've been piled up with this spirit and that doctrine and that preacher and that. And brother and sister, you don't just get that stuff and just all of a sudden, whoop, it's gone. Amen. That tree was eaten down to a stump. It's got to grow back up and it comes slowly. Run with patience. God promised it. God tearing loose, pulling out, cutting apart, separating himself, dividing himself. He did the same thing on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came down. The pillar of fire came down on that followed Israel. We all know that was the Logos. That was Christ when it came down on the day of Pentecost. What did it do? It divided itself. The tongues of fire set up on each one of them. God dividing himself among the people. That's the exact same thing that's happened here, brother and sister. If you can see in that spiritual realm, there's a Holy Spirit, a lick of flame on each one who's born again in here, brother and sister. If you're not born again, it's sitting there waiting to be born again. He said, why don't you just accept this right now? Just take it in right now. Just believe what I'm saying. And whoosh, there you got it. Amen. But I don't feel anything. Praise the Lord. You're walking in faith already. Amen. It's for you. It's for you. The original. Look what he said. He's tearing loose. He's pulling apart. He's cutting apart. Separating himself. God has something for each one of us. He said, oh, brother, you can be undivided with the same spirit that was in Christ. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Greater than this, more than this, is the right, he said, more than this, that's the right translation. For I go unto the Father. Yet a little while the world seeth me no more, yet ye shall see me. For I will be with you, even in you at the end time, the consummation. He promised it to the seed of Abraham. Do you see that? Do you see Christ in you? The world is looking for Christ. They're looking for God. They're looking for whatever. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at him right here. I see him in you. When I was out there in Washington, we were driving down the road and one of the guys, he put on this song. It was the most pathetic, saddest song I ever heard. It was a beautiful tune to it. And it's this girl, and she's singing how she went to church and she couldn't find anything to believe in. She went to this place. No prophet came to comfort me. And she went here and no angels came to bring me any comfort in anything. And she was totally just throwing out religion, throwing out Christianity because I tried it and there was no God there is what she was saying. I sat there, I was listening to that song. We were driving down the road and I didn't say anything. I didn't feel led to say anything. But later I think, what a horrible, sad song. What if that was your song? What if you had that testimony? I sought God, but there's no God there. Where would you go? What would you turn to? I sought for help. There's no comfort. I sought for a prophet. No prophet came. How many billions of people in the world can sing that song? You know why? They sought him wrong. You have to come his way. They sought him according to their own ideas, the way that God that they wanted to serve. And God came on and said, now I will save you and you can serve me, but you got to come my way. You can't serve me according to your own ideas. You got to serve me who I am. And we said, okay. But we didn't always say okay quite so easy, did we? Sometimes we struggled and fussed and tore up and got all kind of attitudes and everything. Boy, I did. Maybe I just speak for myself. I did not like the way God wanted me to come to him. I wanted him to accept my religion. I was trying really hard, Brother Paul. One day he said, years later, he said, I haven't accepted any of that. Boy, I was ready to get all blown up. Like, what? You know what happened instead? Something inside took control and said, okay, well, get it right now. Let's go ahead and get it right. Praise God for that. Oh, my. He's here now. We're here a few days ago celebrating the resurrection of him, that God raised him up. We testified. We sing it. He might appear and do something that he did just like he did before his resurrection. We can call it a fortune teller, a devil, a Beelzebub. Shut it out from the church. What do we do that for? Has to fulfill the scripture that in the Laodicean age, the word which is Christ was put on the outside, knocking at the door, trying to get in some cooperation from some home somewhere. Come in and make himself known. Brother and sister, I can tell you right now, God has not been set out, pushed out outside of this church. Knocking, trying to get into this building. I'm not talking about this building. I'm talking about the soul right there, that heart. He has not been put out. Why? He's not sitting out there knocking, trying to get in. Now, if you're not born again, he still is. He said, hey, let me in. Let me in. But for you and I who have been born again, brothers, he's got his own, he's found his rest. He's gone to his control tower. He's got a throne. He's sitting there on your heart. Now he's saying, now let me live. Get rid of all your stuff so I can live, so I can demonstrate, so I can prove who you are. I'm going to go back here to Hebrews and just read a little bit more. We're going to have a very short service tonight. I hope that's okay. Hebrews 10, it says, It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, but call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of affliction. Have you fought a great fight of affliction? Yes, you have. Are you still going through it? Yes, you are. Partly while you were made a gazing stock, both by reproach and affliction, partly while you became companions of those that were so used. For you had compassion of me in my bonds, took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself you had in heaven a better and enduring substance. Now listen to what he says. He says, now you've gone through all this stuff. You've gone through so many trials. You've gone through all these battles. He said, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Don't lose confidence now. When you look around, brother and sister, sometimes when I see the news and I see what's going on around the country and the world, and I can be plumb discouraged. It's like, oh my goodness, what happened to my country? This ain't the United States anymore. It isn't. It's horrible. Look how people treat each other. They're not human beings anymore. They're not human. Well, maybe they are human. Maybe that's the problem. They're too human. He said, cast not away, therefore, the confidence. It has great recompense of the word of reward. He said, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Brother and sister, just press on. The reward is at the end of the road. Keep pressing on. What Brother Branham said when he went across that the veil, he was over there. He said, a voice said, keep pressing on. The reward is at the end of the road. Remember, he was over there. He didn't want to come back. He said, oh, don't make me go back. I don't want to go back. Why? Because it's too perfect. And that wasn't even the best yet. That was just a holding place. That wasn't where we're going to ultimately. And yet it was too perfect already. He said, I don't want to go back in. But the voice said, just keep pressing on. Just keep pressing on. The reward's at the end of the road. Sometimes the road gets hard. Sometimes it gets thirsty, you get dry. And sometimes you can't get a hold of God and you pray and you seek God and it's just like he's not there. He said, will you just keep pressing on or are you going to get discouraged and quit? And your faith kicks in and said, well, of course I'm going to keep pressing on. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. I'm going to keep pressing on. It's in me to keep going. Can you imagine trying to stop now? Can you imagine getting discouraged and quitting now? How would you live with yourself? My. Would you let your life have been a waste? Would you let the trials have been in vain? No, you won't. That's not what you've been called to. He said, for yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. A little while. He said this 2,000 years ago. He said a little while he'd actually come, we'll come, won't I tell you, brother and sister? It's just a little while. What if it's another 3 years? What if it's another 3 months? What if it's 3 days? Oh my. It could be. Things could fall into place and we're going in just a short time. I don't know how it's going to work out, brother and sister, but we have something worth pressing on to. He said he will come and not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. What's that? The justified, the ones who God finds holy in his sight, they shall live by faith. I think that legalism demon has been exposed here. I think we're all walking in faith by now, aren't we? It's not just going to leave you alone. But when it comes, recognize what it is and say, no, 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 I've seen you. Go away. Don't walk in that. Don't let it fool you. Don't let it drag you down into some kind of legalism. You got to do this. You got to do that. You need to walk by faith and keep pressing on. The just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Don't be that person. I don't know why I'm saying this. Ain't nobody in here is going to draw back. But brother and sister, just to encourage you, just recognize there's a great falling away. It's happening right now. Right now, there's a great falling away around the message. People are falling left and right. And some of them are falling into message churches thinking they're okay, but they've fallen away. They've just gone to another church that they didn't like where it was being preached where they were going. That's true. They can believe anything they want. As long as you believe this, as long as you believe that, then you're going to be fine. The life is not witnessing that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's not. Oh, brother and sister, when Satan's going to come and he's going to try and get you discouraged, just to quit, just to slow down, just to relax. This ain't the time to relax. He said, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Dixon, Tennessee, 2017. I just read your will. You are those that do not fall back to perdition, but you believe to the saving of the soul. Brother and sister, we're going to keep pressing on. We're going to walk out of here one day in a rapture. Brother and sister, whether you go by the grave or whether you go, you're alive and remain, who cares? As long as you're in the rapture. That's all that matters. And I'll be honest, I don't have a death wish, but if I was to die tonight, I'd be fine with that because I'm ready to get out of here. You guys, I just come and see you when the saints start appearing, when you get a body change, and I'll come and visit you. Brother and sister, I don't have anything I want to stick around for very much. Why? Because there's something more real. I love living. I have a great life. I have a great job. I get to do so many things. I got to go to Washington and hike the mountains last week. What an amazing time. Let me go home. I will give it all up. Just let me go home. Oh, my. I want to see Jesus. Oh, wow. Isn't he good? My, he's good. Let me tell you something. Can I give you a little testimony? I've been trying to find something to preach on all week long. And God, I thought he gave me something, and no, that wasn't it. He thought something, no, that wasn't it. I come to church, and I thought, what am I going to preach on? I didn't know. I sat back there. What am I going to preach on? I don't know. I started laughing. This is going to be good. He ain't going to tell me until I get to the pulpit. And literally, I came up here, he gave me a scripture to read. Right, did a little bit before, hey, read this scripture, read that scripture. There you have it. And here he came. What did he do? He told you who you were. My, that's good. Amen. Let's stand. Brother Nate, come on up. Let's sing some songs. This has been a short service. I hope you're not tired out. I tell you what, I am enthused. I'm encouraged. And it ain't just an emotion thing either, brother and sister. You know what causes my emotion? Because something inside is anchoring and it's real. Amen. It's something from inside boiling out. It's that spring, Brother Brandon said. He said, why are you boiling up all the time? He said, there's something inside boiling me. There's something inside pressing out. Amen. Something inside that's real. How I longed for years. I was seeking that. I was looking for it. I was trying. And one day, there it was. And I said, oh, there it is. There's that spring that satisfies the soul. Satisfies me.
Sing Where Could I Go?
Where could I go? Where could I go? I'm seeking a refuge for my soul. I'm needing a friend.
Sing that.
course,
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. Oh, I shall not be moved, and I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. Oh, I shall not be moved, and in my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In His love abiding, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. For I shall not be moved, and I shall not be, I shall not be moved, I shall not be, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. Jesus is my Savior, I shall not be moved. In His love and favor, I shall not be moved. I'm like a dream that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved, and I shall not be, I shall not. I shall not be, I shall not be moved, like a dream that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved, and though all hell assails me, I shall not be moved. Jesus will not fail me, shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved, and I shall not be, I shall not be moved, I shall not be, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved, and I shall not be, I shall not be moved, I shall not be, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters.
Let's be dismissed this time. Let's have Brother Paul dismiss us.